This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H time. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
I'm fired up, man. I'm fired up. I'm scrambling this morning. Usually I do my Friday show prep, my football Friday show prep during the Thursday night game because I know I'm going to be up watching it. It's football, man. I'll got my laptop out, getting ready for the show. And I blame the Broncos and the Saints for me scrambling around this morning to get last second things done because that game put me to sleep last night, put me in a chokehold.
What? Oh, my God. How so, Sean? What could possibly, other than a couple of young quarterbacks throwing nothing but 5 to 10 yards, completed routes.
I hate that Bo Nix is 4-3 as a starter. I just hate it. He sucks.
I live for the moments he pulls the ball down and runs.
Oh my
Sean.
God! Oh,
the least sustainable of all
hey,
things.
Man. Even bad football is good. I'll take it.
But it was. I'll tell you one thing. It was upsetting that, honestly, I felt like the Saints crowd was less energetic than Al Michaels last night. I think that Al Michaels...
saying now, something.
I feel like Al's energy has been pretty good this year. There was a point late in the game where there was an interception that was never... It never touched the ground, and Al was kept pointing out that, like, well, we don't know if this was a interception or if this was a fumble or not. There was no whistle. I'm like, yeah, the ball never touched the ground, Al. It doesn't matter. There's definitely not going to be a whistle because the ball never touched the ground.
I was fast asleep for that, I can promise you.
Okay, yeah, you didn't miss much. You didn't miss much. The Saints run defense, oh my goodness. That was just, I know they're banged up and injured, but my God.
Hey,
that was like warm canola oil out there.
Warm canola oil.
I was going to say soft butter, but that wouldn't do it justice.
No.
Warm canola oil.
Okay, it was literally liquefied. It was that bad.
Yes.
I'm starting to watch these games involving bad teams like you walk around a flea market. You know what I mean? Like, as a Texan fan, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I wonder what they got
in
here.
All the scraps.
Wonder what we could pry away from these guys in the next few weeks.
Marshawn Lattimore.
Would be nice.
Injured? Injured? Or was he was it a little bit of a, hey, you know what?
Help me out. As I told you, I fell asleep like probably end of the first quarter of this game. It was so bad, and you could tell the direction it was going. You could tell the Saints could keep playing. They could keep playing right now, probably with only like 6 Broncos on the field and still be trying to score a touchdown. You could tell, like, this ain't going anywhere. Like, it was easy as halftime. I wish I'd stayed awake for halftime. I'd have fired on halftime bets galore, but I fell asleep. So Marshawn Lattimore went out with an injury, and with a hammy
in the third quarter.
My
conspiracy theory is that at the half they're like, "All right, man, let's call it a hammy and get you the hell out of here."
Hammy,
be better for everybody involved.
That's the go-to injury for someone who gets put on the trade block is the hammy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he's had a hamstring earlier this season.
Even better,
apparently, which I feel was just good. Good prior planning by everybody involved.
We knew which way
after
the season
after
was
that first go. 2 games where it looked like the Saints were going to be the new offensive juggernaut of the league. Yeah,
how about that? They were. There was a time this season where Dennis Allen and Derek Carr were the toast of the league.
Clint Kubiak was the next head coach hired.
Yeah,
could have found himself, I don't know where, in Las Vegas or somewhere before the end of the season.
Yeah. Turns out he's not, may not be the boy genius we thought he was. He may be good.
I don't think it's, look,
Spencer Rattler.
Spencer Rattler ain't the boy genius people thought he was. When was he supposed to be the number one overall pick? Was it 1998?
No.
How long ago was
it? It feels like it.
Remember the preseason?
No, it was whatever year Caleb Williams took over for him. So it was probably the 2022 draft, I think. Because he was supposed to be the number one pick, and then by halftime of the Texas game, it's like, oh, okay, this Caleb Williams guy is a little better than Spencer Rattler. And they end up going in the same draft class.
Yeah, the 2021 season going into the 2022 draft.
Yep, yep. He was supposed to be the man. So we revel in the horrificness of last night's Thursday night game. 26-3, the final score if you need it. The Broncos beat the Saints in Sean Payton's return to New Orleans last night. So that was pretty cool.
Felt like Sean Payton got mixed crowd reaction. Nothing passionate or not like throaty, lusty boos or anything. Felt like Lutz, the kicker, who was traded, by the way. I don't know what the drama was where I was trying to. He got booed a lot more than Sean Payton did.
Okay.
Makes more. I mean, it's easy to boo a kicker.
Sure.
Yeah.
I was surprised. I mean, Sean Payton, they should have no beef with Sean Payton in New Orleans, right? He won a Super Bowl.
Other than, I mean, it's a classic one of those deals where.
The way he left? Right,
he was retiring, but was he really?
Okay.
And he just basically wanted to get out of there. Yeah. I think it's kind of like when people who are 30 years old or have been married 30 years get divorced.
Yeah.
Like unless all of a sudden, you know, unless it's because the wife found out that, you know, the guy's been living a secret life.
Sure.
A lot of times it's just, okay, these two people grew apart. It's sad.
Yeah.
But they don't necessarily hate each other.
Right.
That's what I feel like it should be between the Saints and Sean Payton.
So the reaction in your mind was appropriate then. It was an appropriate level of adulation for Sean Payton.
I think there were some dutiful boos.
Okay.
Probably people out there, you know, people who'd been drinking since, well, the age of 13, really.
In New Orleans, yes.
Yeah, but also that earlier that day, they're like, I guess I'm supposed to boo here.
Right.
Boo.
Do you think that Colin Cowherd will be appropriately agitated with the lack of respect for his friend Sean Payton today when he does his show? How will he react to their reaction?
You know, this reminds me of when Amazon relocated their central headquarters three blocks down the street.
Yeah.
And this is what we all do in America, isn't it? Well, yeah, I don't know.
Okay. So the injury report yesterday, let's get to that with the Texans, because this is concerning.
Oh, stop it.
Okay, well,
you're just freaking out because you just saw the Saints beleaguered by injuries and looking like there was
anything. That's why.
They wanted to be anywhere else except the playing football last night.
Okay, tough guy. Let's recite the names on the injury list to you.
See how this holds up. Yeah, full disclosure, I haven't read the news in 72 hours, this might be a shock to me.
We definitely will not have Kamari Lassiter out there, nor Jimmy Ward in the secondary.
Well, I knew that.
You knew that already. Aziz Alshire and Henry Toa both still not practicing with knee and concussion issues, respectively.
That's just discretion. They're just being careful, Sean.
Okay.
The concussion part with Toa Toa is
weird,
isn't it, man? Yeah, I know Ted used to talk about this, about how, you know, back in the day, you'd rather get a concussion than a knee injury. But now I look at, you know, obviously a concussion. You don't want to throw a guy back out there too soon, especially a guy like Toa Toa who's not afraid to stick his head in there.
Right. He's got an
admirable willingness to throw his head into danger.
Yep.
That'd be the one I'm more pessimistic about. I don't know, with Aziz, I'm a little bit in a state of denial. I feel like, okay, whatever his knee is, they just got to be careful with him and he'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm hoping he swoops into limited today at practice, you know, like kind of like with a Superman cape on, like, I'm here and I'm limited in practice today. I'm here to save you. I am limited today. Yes.
Turn the lights off in the stadium.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll still be pretty light out because it's translucent and all, but still.
Yeah.
And then play some walk-in music and then there we go.
Everybody holds sparklers and that's the pyro, you know, and he swoops in and like, I am here and I am limited in practice today. Let's go beat the Packers.
Afterwards, Will Anderson would say it was the most motivational thing he's ever seen. And he's just ready to go out and tear it all up.
Yeah. That's just Aziz. That's just Aziz, man. That's what he does. He fires me up, man. Every day I walk over to his locker and he fires me up. Yeah.
We'll play some Matt Burke audio later. It's impossible not to think of George Springer when Matt Burke says what he says about Will Anderson.
Yeah.
It's like there's a very George Springer quality to Will Anderson's presence.
That's a great comparison. That is a really good comparison. Enthusiasm, like genuine, like leadership style enthusiasm, not fake hustle, kind of.
Not quite a deep pull or anything. It's not like I went back to the 70s Astros or something.
That's a good cross-sport comparison. Revel in it for a second, man. You did good.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. seriously, though, how concerned are you about these linebackers possibly missing the
game? I'm really concerned. I think Neville Hewitt, who is a candidate for my Circle of Swarm today, who came in relief and was very, very good after not playing linebacker all season long.
Yeah.
He had one snap at linebacker all season headed into this, that there's possibly going to be a whole lot of pressure on him and Jake Hansen and whomever else they kind of shuffle through there if both those linebackers are out. The biggest thing I guess I'm concerned about is that, you know, when those guys go down in a game, you know, and Neville Hewitt has to play and the Patriots have a rookie quarterback and haven't really game planned for it, that's one thing. It's another when you've got a whole week to plan for both linebackers being injured and Kamari Lassiter being injured and Jimmy Ward being injured.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Against a really good offensive coordinator and a really good quarterback, it gets amped up about sevenfold in terms of difficulty.
Yeah, so Kamari Lassiter will get D'Angelo Ross for another week at corner. And I'm guessing a ton of Kalen Bullock with no Jimmy Ward out there, right?
Right, right, yeah. And Kalen Bullock, look, awesome. Does a bunch of awesome stuff out there. I think there's times where you do miss Jimmy Ward's experience and his ability to anticipate and understand when you're reading the whole field. And, Kalen makes some awesome plays on the ball. There's just sometimes when he's playing deep safety where it's not quite Johnny on the spot because he doesn't see things the same way a veteran's going to see him just yet. But, I mean, so I remain very excited about Kalen Bullock for the future, but there's something that you miss out on just the veteran experience of a Jimmy Ward.
It's a big game for the D-line then. I mean, all the things you're saying, it's a big game for the D-line.
This is the cure for all that ails any kind of defenses. Get a really good pass rush.
Yes.
And there you go. But the thing that I worry about is that, look, Neville Hewitt especially, no problem, no issues about him coming up to stop the run.
Right.
But his same eagerness to stop the run in the past has been a liability on play-action passing. And guess who's really good at play-action passes,
the best,
Sean?
Maybe.
Yes.
Yeah, the best.
The Green Bay Packers.
Might be these guys. Yep, you're right. All right, let's get to it. Let's dig into this game a little deeper. We'll do the six-pack here coming up next. Six things that we're watching for in the game on Sunday. Packers-Texans, man, this is going to be one of the bigger games on Sunday. This is a really good slate of games. We'll get to that at 7 o'clock. There are some fun storylines in this NFL schedule on Sunday. We'll do that at 7 when we stack the card. We'll do the six-pack coming up next. We've got 5 reasons I hate you for Green Bay later, and we've got 5. We have found 5 reasons to hate Green Bay, so we'll get to that. We'll do our Circle of Swarm at 7:20. It's busy, man. It's a football Friday. Let's get it. 713-572-4610. Six-pack up next.